The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, helping to keep things moving here weekly. And did you reach the show today on the phone, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com is the email address, youdocs.com. So email away at any point in the show for Dr. Mike for a question answered or comment from him or even the guest. When we do our guest segment weekly, we get numerous questions for the guest, and we get that question pretty much right away for the guest, so you can get your answer right away, too. udocs@gmail.com. Thank you, affiliates, for having faith in this show weekly, all of the great affiliates around the country and Radio MD and iHeart Radio Talk. It's a great way to experience your favorite shows and personalities and hear what's going on in the world of health today. Add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeart Radio Talk. It's a news and updates section customized to the information you need specifically. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, go on the internet, web users, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So here's the basic setup for this hour of the show, 20 after the hour, what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. The Toledo water problem of a week or two ago, what does that mean for the rest of us? Pot growers have a problem that he'll talk about. Also, some trouble for common cosmetics. Might have something in those thing in the common cosmetics that could be an issue. And Dr. Mike, there was one other thing I think you wanted to bring up. I didn't write it down. What was that again you want to speak to Gary about?
Well, the other one that Gary brought up, if you will, so there are four items that Gary brought up. I doubt we're going to get to all of them, but the fourth item that Gary had was one that I think isn't as interesting to me anyway as the other three that you've brought up, but we ought to say it so that people know what it is.
Yes.
It is the high-level radiation waste is heading to remote Texas, and he said there are some implications for the rest of us, but I suspect that common cosmetic issues, that is what's in the common cosmetics that you should look for, and also why are pot growers suspected of poisoning a researcher's dog, and probably most importantly for us in the Great Lake area and for the rest of the country, since we're depending on the Great Lake area to supply water by 2023 to even the Southwest, it is, what is this algal bloom thing all about?
Yeah.
And what does it mean for us in controlling things? And if you will, how do you prevent it? And I can tell you that at least a short-term solution is you get a activated carbon filter. Because if you put your water through an activated carbon filter, it gets the microcystin toxin, which was the problem in Toledo. It can take more than 98% of it out of the water in just one pass through an activated carbon filter.
Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Gary Ginsberg and me at 20 minutes after the hour in this hour. At 6:35, we'll have a quick Q&A. With Dr. Mike, we have some listeners with some email questions. I always thought that's a good idea every weekend on the show to kind of hear people's circumstances and issues and what might be the fix for them. So some listeners with a question and Dr. Mike with his answers on the way at 6:35. And then we'll wrap the hour up with a real age tip of the week. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. What makes us fat? Is it eating too much? Or is it moving too little? Dr. Mike.
Well, this is an interesting study because from 1983 through 2004, we ate 2% more calories per day. So we're eating about 600 more calories per day than we did in 1983. So everyone assumed it was actually food. And at the same time, during that period of time, we started doing 1% more leisure activity. So everyone, that is physical activity during leisure time. But since the late 1990s now, we have cut back about 1% a year on leisure activity, leisure physical activity. And of course, we're not doing any at work anymore, hardly. And so, in fact, the message is that it now appears that lack of physical activity. If you looked in the early 1990s, something on the order of 70% of us said we were getting 30 minutes of physical activity a week. Now, more than 50% of us say we aren't getting any physical activity a week.
It's really a tragic way the country's lifestyle has gone, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it is, you know, as I tell a lot of my patients, you've got another job now, which is to stay healthy, because if you want to see your grandkids or your great, you're going to be able to. The data, and we should have the author of The Singularity on again, but his point of view was that if we live to about 2023, sometime between 2020 and 2030, we will have enough evidence on how to replace almost every organ. And if that's true, then in fact what we should do is, if we make it to 2023, we can live at that quality of life for a long time after that. So the key is, make it to 2023 as healthy as you can, and that means eating healthy and exercising routinely. I know you do, Joe, and I do all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's really too bad. I mean, manufacturing is pretty much all automated now, not much to do in factories and, you know, places of employment. The computer, the technology, and, you know, just taking away any desire for a young kid to go out and play day. You know, it's just, to me, it's like, geez, I mean, how do we change this? It's a wave that's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right. And in fact, one of the stories this week that is a best story of the week is, in fact, that the estimate of people with obesity was, in fact, wrong, that even more bad news, we're getting more fat than we thought. If you will, and that is that that we underestimated obesity. So it is a more of a message, more of a mess than we thought.
Yeah, it really is. It really is discouraging. And the thing about it is, you could almost back in our day, you could almost get away with, you know, the way we ate at that time. We were obviously eating high-fat foods and things like that, but we did exercise. We were constantly on the move, and that, in a way, maybe tempered the food we ate at that time. But now we could eat that same food now, which we probably do, but there's nothing being done about it because people are so sedentary.
That's right. So I think this is problem, if you will, that we're going to have to face. You often say, ask me about taxes on sugared beverages and stuff, and you say we've got to do this without taxing, we've got to do this with people getting healthy. It doesn't appear we're going to be.
No.
So whether we're going to tax people in some way or whatever we're going to do, we're going to have to figure out how to get there.
Yeah, that's the side of the argument, obviously, and it's a legitimate argument about the taxes and what we'll pay for healthcare in the future. But I would just like to see people get healthier, you know, to see people overweight and obese, and I just like to see people get good looking and get healthier and for their own selves. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's interesting. One airline in the news of the week is going to start to charge based on your weight and the weight of your baggage. So they'll add them together, And then you'll get a. That's how you'll determine your. Yeah. So you'll get weighed when you go to the airline.
All right, we'll see. Dr. Gary Ginsberg next. He's with the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and youbeauty.com. udocs@gmail.com is the email address, youdocs@gmail.com. It's what's toxic and what's not every week at this time with toxicologist Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic.com, his website is terrific. Dr. Mike, topic number one, please. What would you like to discuss first?
Alga blooms and Toledo water supply and what it means for the rest of us and alga blooms.
Yeah, hi, guys. Well, we talked about Holy Toledo's story last week and how they couldn't drink the water for several days. For 400,000 to 500,000 people in your neck of the woods out in western Ohio, from the Western Lake Erie algal bloom. So that really puts blue-green algae, which is actually a cyanobacterium, not an algae at all, but it really puts them on top of the unregulated hit list. The problem is that there is no standard. There is no federal standard on how much is too much of the microtoxin from the algae that could be in your drinking water. So what that doesn't mean we don't know how toxic it is, doesn't mean we don't know how to set a standard for it. What it means, though, is that since the federal government hasn't gotten around to setting a standard for this microcystin toxin, that nobody's testing for it. Nobody has to test for it. So they were testing in Toledo because they knew they had a lot of algae in Lake Erie near where they took the water from for the public drinking water. But you know, across the rest of the country, I would think here's, you know, there's three things I want to leave people with regarding the blue-green algae story. Number one, it could be happening during summer months in surface water supplies around the country. And so you might want to check with the water supply wherever your public water comes from, if it's an above-ground source, and ask them, are they testing for the toxins that could come from the algae? How do they know that there isn't this toxin in the drinking water? Because they're not required to test from the federal government, but now we know that it is possible for there to be blooms and these toxins in the water. So that's number one, is your local water company testing? Number two is what if you're not drinking the water, but you're swimming in the water? Now, I hope nobody's swimming in their reservoir, but you might be swimming at a local water body. Probably not so much a problem in rivers, but lakes and ponds could get algae blooms this time of the year. And if the water looks at all scummy, blue, or green sheen to the water, even if it's not right where you're swimming, even if it's off on a different part of the pond, then where you might want to think twice and ask the local health authorities if they have tested the water, either for blue-green algae or for microcystin or any of the other algae toxins, to know whether you might be exposed, because if it's on your skin, you could get a skin reaction to it. If you accidentally ingest some of the water, that could lead to exposure to this liver toxin. So number two is keep your eyes out for where you and your family are swimming this summer. Make sure it doesn't have any of that blue-green sheen to it. And number three is fish. If you are catching fish from a water body that the fish don't look so healthy, maybe the fish may have some sores or not look great, maybe not fully, and maybe is a little dopey. If there's any blue-green algae in the water, fish can accumulate the algae toxin, and it can be a risk to people eating it. We don't normally test. Most fish are not tested for this. So if you see any suspicious fish, you might want to report it to your local or state health authorities and ask them to look into the quality of that water. So those are the three take-home messages for all of us related to Toledo, Ohio.
Gary, how can you trust what comes out of a kitchen restaurant? Restaurant kitchen when it comes to fish?
When it comes to fish?
Well, you're saying don't eat fish that don't look good, that kind of thing. How do you know that the restaurant's doing due diligence to make sure that doesn't happen?
Yeah, they're going to the market, and the market is coming from either fish farms or from boats where they're usually out in more marine environments. So the blue-green algae problem is more of a local water body, in terms of fish consumption, more of a local water body than, say, the ocean, where a lot of our fish come from in supermarkets or in restaurants.
All right, topic number two, why are pot growers suspected of poisoning a researcher's dog? What can you tell us?
Yeah, this is one of those criminal stories. Poisoning a dog, in my mind, purposely killing somebody's dog is criminal. And, you know, the Attorney General of California is being pressured to investigate this. What's going on is that there's a researcher, last name is Gabriel, and he is a well-known published researcher in the field of wildlife and some of the toxic chemicals, some of the risks, habitat loss to wildlife. And he has found that some of the wildlife that's actually fairly threatened, these little cat-sized critters that live out in the woods of California called fishers, that these fishers have their populations have radically dwindled in the last 15 or so years in certain wooded areas of California, and that seems to be where the pot's growing. So he has gone out in the fields and published some studies to show that the residue levels of the fishers that he's finding that are dead are high in rat poison. So he's published this, and he's been putting pressure on the growers of marijuana. It's apparently, these critters, rats and mice that are out in the pot fields, and this is usually illegally grown on public lands, and these marijuana fields are endangered by rats and mice, so they give them rat poison. This is wildlife that's being poisoned to grow pot, and the residue. And what happens is when the rats and the mice die, they get eaten by these weasley-like critters, the fishers, and their populations have dwindled. So this guy's been publishing this and trying to put pressure on the use or trying to ban the use of these kinds of poisons that affects wildlife. And so his own dog was found dead with high levels of rat poison. Apparently somebody fed his dog meat that was contaminated with the rat poison.
We've got about 90 seconds here to talk about a common cosmetic preservative is confirmed as a human carcinogen. What is it?
It's formaldehyde. And people who were in high school and took, those kinds of labs, you might have had your nose smarted by breathing in some of this preservative. But it is a relatively common preservative in cosmetics. It may not say formaldehyde on the label. It may be a formaldehyde-releasing ingredient that slowly releases formaldehyde over time to keep the cosmetic from growing mold and bacteria. And so, hey, preservatives in cosmetics are probably a good thing. You don't want to be putting mold on your face. But formaldehyde is probably way more toxic than is needed. And what just happened was that the National Academy of Sciences reviewed government opinions about how toxic formaldehyde is, and they agreed with EPA and the National Tox Program saying formaldehyde is a class one human carcinogen, should be avoided. You can come out and make a statement about cosmetics, but there's a good website. The Environmental Working Group has a Safe Cosmetics website, which will tell you whether the cosmetic that you like, whether or not it has any formaldehyde-releasing ingredients in it. Formaldehyde should be stayed away from.
That is Dr. Gary Ginsberg, a fantastic part of the show weekly. It's called What's Toxic and What's Not. You want more of Dr. G, you check his website out at whatstoxic.com.
Udocs@gmail.com.
UDOCS@gmail.com. 5 minutes from now, rather, is a quick Q&A with Dr. Mike. Some listeners' questions and Dr. Mike's answers. If you have a question for Dr. Mike, pass it along, and we'll get it to get you the answer as soon as we can. Anyway, and then we'll wrap the week's show up with the Real Edge Tip of the Week for the hour. udocs@gmail.com, UDOCS@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice. From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meetings, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Real Age Tip of the Week in 20 minutes. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. Time now for Ask Dr. Mike. Your questions, Dr. Mike answers. Reach out anytime at udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs @gmail.com. This is from Doris in Montana. Doris says, I love my wooden cutting board, but I keep hearing that to avoid foodborne illness, I should be using plastic instead. Is this healthier to make the switch? Dr. Mike.
Before I go there, I'm going to answer or just add to one of Gary's comments in the last half hour. Gary Ginsburg, what's toxic, what's not? If you want to find out about your cosmetics and make sure it has nothing in it that's toxic to you, go to ubeauty.com, ubeauty.com. Now, as far as the Doris asked about the cutting supply, well, there are a lot of kitchen supplies and utensils that spark debate about what's healthy and what's not, Doris. Plastic versus wooden cutting boards is one of the favorites for me because the answer is keep your wooden board. A consistently well-cleaned, not deeply scarred wooden cutting board made from a fine-grained hardwood is safe to use. The best woods, bamboo, which is particularly impervious to bacteria, maple, walnut, cherry, teak, ash, and birch. Those all have antibacterial properties in the wood. Now, you need two cutting boards, one for fresh cut veggies and fruits, and the other for raw meat, poultry, and fish. And don't avoid, and you want to avoid cross-contamination, so don't use the same knife on both. There's sometimes salmonella in raw chicken and E. coli, for example, and if you've only one wooden board, after you cut the animal products on it, you'll have to absolutely scrub it in a dilute Clorox solution if you're not going to contaminate it. A plastic board doesn't absorb bacteria and is dishwater proof, but once the plastic surface becomes scarred or cut, it's a great bacterial magnet, and plastic boards get cut up pretty quickly, so it's time to toss them. Even the dishwasher can't get them completely clean once they've been scarred. As for what plastic boards are made of, typically it's polyethylene, and while some forms of that plastic may leach hormones, there's no proof that it does so in this hardened state. However, the basic message is the wooden boards are best, knock on wood, and your wooden cutting boards will be best to use for a long, long time.
Thank you, Doris. Hope that helps. Let's go over to Georgia, Athens, Georgia. Zoe says, you know, Dr. Mike, I know you say micronized titanium and zinc oxide sunblocks are the best choice, and I've seen Dr. Oz talk about why they're better than sunscreens. But I've also heard zinc oxide sunblocks are made with nanoparticles that can penetrate your skin and become toxic. Is that right?
Yeah, the reports from a recent Shanghai University study found that zinc oxide nanoparticles applied to the skin can kill brain stem cells. That study was in mice, and their skin is a lot thinner and more porous than yours. And while there's no evidence that zinc nanoparticles can penetrate human skin and circulate through your body, we think going with micronized particles, so I say micronized zinc particles rather than nanoparticles. Most dermatologists agree titanium and zinc oxides that sit on the surface of the skin and reflect the sun, even micronized ones that become transparent after you rub them on, are by far the best choice of available lotions. You can find a list of zinc and titanium oxide sunblocks on DrOz.com or on YouBeauty.com. They're all physical sunblockers as opposed to sunscreens, which are chemicals, because some of those chemical sunscreens contain hormone disruptors that could put you up at risk for certain cancers. So we like the sunblocks, and they zinc micronize. So look for micronized and look for zinc dioxide.
Okay, Zoe, and thanks for the email. This is Ask Dr. Mike on You, the Owner's Manual radio show, and let's take a question from Rachel. She's in Texas. Dr. Mike, I'm going to have hip replacement in the fall, mini anterior, and I'm a bit worried about the surgery itself and about going under. Am I being over anxious?
Well, more than 300,000 people in North America have a hip replacement surgery annually, but it's still a big deal, and you need a detailed conversation with your surgeon about the parts, the technique, and your anesthesiologist about the anesthesia that will be used. Many hospitals and insurance companies require you to attend a pre-surgery hip replacement class. That's a good thing. So bring questions, a friend, write down everything. Many surgeons now use what we call mini anterior surgery. It means the surgeon uses about a 4-inch incision to go in the front without cutting through your large hip muscle groups. That means that you can have a really faster recovery and you're up and about sooner than if the surgeon goes in from the side. Surgeons may opt for the lateral or posterior incisions if you've had prior hip replacement, are obese, very muscular, or have a wide pelvis. Now, as to the anesthesia, general anesthesia is frequently used during this kind of surgery, but although it's much less risky than it used to be, postoperative cognitive problems, that is, you're not don't feel exactly right, you don't feel like your brain's functioning, remain a concern, especially for those over 80. These days, many surgeons and anesthesiologists favor regional anesthesia, and that is you're given a local anesthetic in your back, usually involving your spine or epidural block, and it or peripheral nerve block even, and you can be aware of everything that's going on or not aware depending on what you want to be. Regional anesthesia results in less blood loss, improved pain control after surgery, and it may reduce for anesthesia-related stroke or heart attack, although the latter benefits haven't been shown in all studies. But the major message, and I think it was Rachel you said,
yes,
the major message, don't forget to discuss these choices with your doctor weeks before you head to the operating room. You're not going to the fall, so get in there and see your anesthesiologist and talk about the various options now.
You know, we don't talk much about anesthesiology. Has there been developments in that field that have made it a little more safer, maybe a little more easier in recent years?
Yeah, there are a lot of data now on how they monitor you that makes it much safer. So, if you will, very few people die of an anesthetic-related problem, except for, of course, Michael Jackson when he had someone giving him anesthesia who wasn't an anesthesiologist. But very few people die of an anesthetic-related problem anymore.
All right. That's called Ask Dr. Mike. I love that segment very much. Email us to udocs@gmail.com, and hopefully every week, I like it, we can spend some time, Dr. Mike, answering your questions. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. So if you want to give...
I should say, Joe, yeah, before you finish, I have a backlog. It's probably about 100 questions. So if you want to do three a week, we can chomp through three a week, and we'll probably get more than three a week. But we've got a whole bunch of backlog, and I apologize to people for not getting to them all.
Yeah, I love it. I like this segment. I think we should do more of it. You want to give up red meat, but willpower's not working. Mike, what's up?
Well, this is a crazy story. This is an absolutely crazy one because there's a new tick-borne disease where the tick develops a phenomenon that is bites you, and you develop an antibody to what the tick bit you with, and it cross-reacts with the sugar alpha-gal in red meat, and that causes you a serious medical problem.
Wow. Who would have thought? You know?
So crazy. Tick bites can be very bad. and if you develop a serious problem after eating red meat, it may be because someone else has bit you.
Watch out. Okay, after the timeout, more of the top medical stories of the week. Don't forget Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 10 minutes. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown
in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oregano P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oregano P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
The top medical stories of the week will get us to the Real Age Tip of the Week in 6 minutes on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Interval training, Dr. Mike. They say interval training better than continuous walking for diabetes control. How so?
Yeah, this was a very interesting story. Interval training is people who go fast and slow, then fast and slow, rather than at a constant speed. And it turned out that people who walked at a constant speed did not have much change in their insulin responsiveness. So one of the changes in type 2 diabetes is your cells develop insulin resistance. That is, when insulin comes along, it doesn't get the blood glucose into the cell, and that means that the blood glucose goes higher in your bloodstream. That increases your insulin level and increases your risk of complications of diabetes. Well, in this study, they compared those who did interval training, meaning fast, slow, fast, slow, versus steady. And the fast, slow, fast, slow, even those who did just a minute of fast every 10 minutes or every 20 minutes, did much better than those who did a constant slow pace. So interval training appears better for control of type 2 diabetes.
This one caught my eye. A small percentage of primary care visits to doctors this year will be virtual. That's interesting to me. Can you explain that?
Well, this is a much greater percentage than I thought. It turns out that 1 in 8, we have about... We have about 6 billion primary care visits. That is, if you look at all the people in the United States and say how many times they go to their primary care doctor and you add them all up, it's 6 billion. And almost a billion of those, 600 if you will, something around 600 million of those will be virtual, meaning they will take a, they'll do FaceTime or they'll do some way of getting on a video screen and talking to their primary care doc about their problem. Now, some of those are even email and not exactly same time, but many of them are same time. We here at the Cleveland Clinic at the University of Pittsburgh have this thing where we're doing this a lot with a group, some states they're allowing charges for this from the primary care physicians, so we're seeing that much more. In addition, what we're seeing is shared medical appointments. So we have 10 people come for a two-hour session, and they teach each other, for example, about diabetes, or they teach each other about brain wellness, one of the programs we have, or about nutrition and control of their diabetes, or of yoga. In fact, a combined visit for teaching yoga for MS, for multiple sclerosis, is one of those shared visit appointments. So there are all kinds of things that are now changing the way medicine is practiced to make it less expensive and more available for people.
Are people taking a liking to that different tact?
Well, the people love the shared medical appointments. I don't know, and I don't have enough data on the virtual, but imagine that you can call your doc, you know, you set up an appointment at 4:45, and instead of having to park or do anything else, you just go on your iPad and you say hello to your doc, and you and he communicate directly.
I like that. I don't like to pay parking fees in parking garages. I like that a lot.
You could even do it from the golf course, so you wouldn't even need to interrupt your golf game, Joe.
I don't think hospitals should charge a fee to park in their garages. That's my own opinion.
Well, it costs a lot for the garage, wow. Believe it or not. As you know, I was dean of the medical school at Upstate for a while, and yeah. Believe it or not, the greatest number of complaints we had was about parking availability,
yeah.
And parking cost and parking things. So, in fact, one of the things that we have constantly is if you look at our CEO, Toby Cosgrove, when he meets with the public, he'll say he'll talk with them about anything but parking. So it's a very tough problem because especially in our cold winter cities where we have a lot of snow and ice, it's very expensive to build and maintain these parking lots.
Okay, got about a minute to the Real Age tip, and there's some magnesium-rich foods that offer some key benefits to make us all younger. What might those be?
Well, first of all, magnesium-rich foods. Do you know what they are, Joe?
Magnesium-rich foods.
I'll go through it. Sesame seeds, spearmint, watermelon seeds, pine nuts, almonds, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, okra, broccoli, basil, dill, sunflower seeds. Those are some of the major ones. Spinach, chives, cocoa, and Brazil nuts. So a lot of things you like. What are the things that they do? What are the major benefits? It may prevent or reverse osteoporosis. They may decrease abnormal heart rate rhythms. They decrease blood pressure. They may improve treatment of diabetes. And they treat migraine, insomnia, and depression. So magnesium, important for neuroconduction, and that helps dilate the arteries. It helps treat migraines, insomnia, depression, and obviously prevents rhythm disorders and cardiovascular disease, but also strengthens your bones.
Very good. udocs@gmail.com. It's udocs@gmail.com. It is the Dr. Mike Roizen Real Age Tip of the Week.
And we made this just in time. If you're as wilted looking as Napoleon Dynamite with your posture or letting yourself get up for weak muscles, arthritis, back pain, fatigue, headaches, and even a pot belly, instead, here's what to do so you don't look wilted. Hold your head up straight, back up to your chin a bit, keep your shoulder blades back, stretch the top of your head towards the ceiling, tuck your stomach in. Keep your knees straight while standing. Seated, plant your feet on the floor, knees bent at a right angle, or even slightly higher than your hips. Standing, put your hands on your hips. That's the best tip I can do. Put your hands on your hips. Don't swing your hip bone or pelvis forward or backward. Seated, let your lower back curve naturally, but don't collapse on one hip or another. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe. Keeping the great posture and avoiding arthritis, back pain, fatigue, those things are patrolling your own health. That's worth about 8 years younger in your real age terms. That's the Real Age Tip of the Week.
That dance is the hokey pokey. Sounds like you described the dance, the hokey pokey, that they all do at at weddings.
Yes. The trick I learned is when you're standing, put your hands on your hips, and then you're much more likely to not look like you're as old as I am.
Ah, you're a master at feeling good and looking great, Dr. Mike. Well, that's the show today. And thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear the show over again, you can do that at RadioMD.com. Thanks, affiliates, for being part of the plan every week. And again, if you listen on iHeartRadio Talk, if you haven't, give that a shot. So many ways to reach the show every week. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.